Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio, where we bring you information about Minnesota's National Guard, the military community, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon Program, and Department of Veterans Affairs. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is also a Vietnam veteran of the United States Air Force and a member of the VFW and American Legion. Now, here's Tom Lyons.
Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we'll talk about help available for our homeless veterans and the upcoming Armed Forces Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
During this time of year, our thoughts often turn to patriotic events such as Memorial Day, Flag Day, and the 4th of July. Many of our patriotic events came about as a result of citizen soldiers and airmen who stood up and defended their nation. Our National Guard is truly America's fighting force, standing ever ready and reliable to serve our nation at home or abroad. Our National Guard deploys its hometown military and civilian members every day, everywhere in the world, to protect our homeland, to recover from disasters, and to defend our freedoms. We do this often at a fraction of the cost of an active duty component. Simply put, the National Guard is a great value for America. The United States is at a critical juncture in its history. Although the threats to our nation at home and abroad have not diminished, the fiscal reality is that there are looming decreases in the Department of Defense budget on the horizon. In the resource-constrained future, the new operational National Guard is the most cost-effective element of an overall Department of Defense capability. The National Guard provides a value-added, dollar-for-dollar impact across the spectrum of DoD requirements. However, in order for the Guard to succeed in the future strategic environment, both at home and abroad, it will require us to serve in a continued and strengthened operational capacity. I would like to thank all those family members and employers who have sacrificed, along with our soldiers and airmen, to make the Minnesota National Guard a viable and valuable resource to the people of Minnesota and the citizens of the United States of America.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining me now is Nathaniel Saltz and David Wynn from MACV, the Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans. Gentlemen, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Nathaniel, you come on every year, and you come on and we talk about an event called Stand Down. And we're going to get to that a little bit. But first, tell me, how long have you been with MACV?
I've been with MACV since 2003. So if my math is right, that's about 11 years. I've been working with veterans in Minnesota that are homeless or at risk of becoming homeless. And it's an amazing job. I'm blessed to be able to work with the people I work with.
Planning on sticking around for a while longer?
I plan on it. Yep.
Good for you. And you brought a new guest to the radio show, David Wynn. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I understand you served in the military.
I did. I served from 2001 to 2004 active duty with the 82nd Airborne, and also from 2005 to 2009 with the Minnesota National Guard and the 34th Cab.
And during some of those years, you went to the University of Minnesota and joined the ROTC program.
I did. When I returned from active duty in 2004, I actually was out for about 5 or 6 months, and then I felt the pull to put the uniform back on, so I enlisted into the Minnesota Army National Guard in July of 2005.
And served until when?
Well, when I was in the Army National Guard, I was going to school at the University of Minnesota. I was a third-year student, and when I was at the U of M, I found out about their ROTC program. And so when I actually met the recruiter for ROTC, I told them that I was already in the Guard. I had two tours, a third-year student, and his only question to me was, why haven't you signed up for ROTC yet? So I signed up for ROTC and started as an MS3, and I commissioned in 2007.
We're speaking with Nathaniel Saltz and David Wynn from MACV, the Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans, on Minnesota Military Radio. Nathaniel, you're the program director. You've been there 11 years. Can you tell our listeners what is the mission of MACV?
MACV works with veterans that are homeless or in crisis and at risk of becoming homeless, and we connect these veterans. The programs that we have fill gaps in the areas of housing, employment, and legal services. So we have transitional housing, permanent supportive housing, and rental assistance for first month's rent, security deposit, emergency assistance for food and transportation, really things that are going to help a veteran that's at risk or that is homeless get stable into housing and have the tools and income and the supports that they need to remain in that housing. So we have employment programs, legal programs that look at legal barriers that are to housing and employment, such as child support and housing law. And we outreach to all 87 counties in Minnesota. We have offices in the Metro, Duluth, and Mankato. And any veteran that's homeless or feeling the pinch and are worried that they and their family may lose their housing, please contact us. Or if you know another veteran that may be in this situation, our website is mac-v.org, and we would love to hear from you.
mac-v.org, and we'll have Sergeant Ben will have a copy of that link up on our Minnesota Military Radio Facebook page. David, you now are the Metro Outreach Manager for MACV. When did you join, and what does that mean to you?
I joined MACV in June of 2013, actually, and part of my job as the outreach manager is to do direct assistance for veterans who are at shelters or other various locations. There's a outreach hub, the Community Resource and Referral Center in Minneapolis, that the VA has. We have an office there that we outreach for veterans. So really, that's the direct outreach that I do for veterans. My purpose for that is to meet the veteran where they are at. So the second type of outreach that I do is outreach within the community. I go to outreach meetings in Dakota County, Anoka, Stearns, Scott County. And part of my focus there is to work with other service providers, tell them about our programming, and then also to collaborate with them in the event that they come across a veteran. They might not know what to do, so I urge them to refer them to our organization, MACV, and to call our office.
Nathaniel, have you found in your years with MACV, are our homeless veterans generally aware of the assistance programs available for them?
Some are aware. We find that many veterans, when they reach out for help, they're at a point where they've oftentimes been spiraling for a long time. Asking for help, we found, is a very difficult and challenging thing for many of the veterans they serve. But also there are certainly many veterans in Minnesota that are not aware that the help is out there. And we try to do as much outreach, and we're grateful to be on the radio show, hopefully to reach some of these veterans to connect up with the veterans. And the more outreach we do, the more need that we see. We served close to 1,800 veterans in 2013 with direct services, and that's almost double the amount we'd seen about 2 or 3 years before that. So the more we expand and great staff like David on do an outreach, the more veterans we connect up with who need the services. And so even though we've seen a decrease in the number of homeless veterans in Minnesota and throughout the nation, actually nationally it's down about 24% since 2010, but the research is showing that those veterans that are still homeless tend to be older, have more disabilities, and longer periods of homelessness. So they have the highest level of barriers and are the hardest to serve. And we're really striving to reach out to those veterans and to make sure that we're there with the prevention piece so that more veterans and their families don't fall into homelessness as well.
Nathaniel, do you have an estimate? They tell me there's about 370,000 veterans in Minnesota. How many of them are in trouble, in need, and how many of them are homeless? Any kind of estimate or guesstimate?
Well, some of the estimates, the Wilder Foundation does a research study, and in 2012 they found 580 homeless veterans on a single night. We believe that's an undercount because it's hard to locate all of the homeless veterans. And so that data and some other data, we estimate that about 1% or about 4,000 veterans over the course of a year in Minnesota will experience an episode of even just one night, but an episode of homelessness or a crisis that puts them at the very brink of homelessness. And those are the veterans that we strive to serve every day.
And David, how do you find those veterans that need help?
Well, for the veterans that contact our organization, we have an office that's staffed from 8 a.m. until 11 p.m. with a case manager that can field phone calls from veterans seeking assistance. And the other way, there's really three ways. So that first way, and then the second way is if they're referred to us by another service agency. And then the third way is reaching out to them directly and meeting them either in shelters or wherever they may be.
So you actually go out and try to find the veterans as well?
Absolutely, yeah.
And what? And you said you go to the shelters, or the other places you go to?
Shelter, CRRC, actually about a week and a half ago, I was under a bridge where a veteran was reported to be living under a bridge, and we went there and met that veteran and actually got him to the CRRC yesterday for VA services for the first time.
Good work. We're going to have to take a short break, gentlemen. When we come back, I want to talk about the annual stand-downs that MACV puts on to help our homeless veterans, both here in the Twin Cities and all over the state. We're speaking with Nathaniel Saltz and David Wynn from MACV, the Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans, on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we've been speaking today with Nathaniel Saltz and David Wynn from MACV, which stands for Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans. Nathaniel, we want to talk now about the annual series of stand-downs that you do around the state, starting with one in the Twin Cities. But before we do that, where'd that term come from?
Well, the term originally came from Vietnam, and it was an opportunity for those on the front lines to get some R&R and relax a little bit and get some relief from the stresses of the front line. And that term has come to me now with the stand-down events. They started in San Diego 25 years ago, an opportunity to get a reprieve from the daily struggles of life on the street or the, whatever struggles and stresses the veteran may be experiencing that they're looking for services for. And so what the stand-down now is, it's an opportunity for veterans to come in and meet with a wide array of service providers in one place in 1 or 2 days to get necessary services for housing, legal services, employment, veterans benefits, other community benefits, but also get a reprieve and get some fellowship, spend time with other veterans, get a haircut. We'll have massage therapists this year, just whatever it takes to not only get a break from the stresses, but really get the tools necessary to either end an episode of homelessness or prevent an episode of homelessness, although all veterans are welcome to connect up with benefits that they may need to spend time around other veterans and enjoy themselves, get some military surplus, and really take care of a lot of business in these 1 or 2 days.
So the annual Twin Cities stand-down is going to be August 5th and 6th. It's free for all veterans, and it's at the Boy Scout Base Camp at Fort Snelling, Minnesota. And do the homeless veterans, are they fully aware of this? Or I'm sure you're out telling everybody that'll listen.
We are out telling everybody that'll listen that if you're a veteran and you have some curiosity about what services might be there, or if you just want to come in and spend time with other veterans and have a delicious meal, if you're homeless and are looking for services to get stable or worried about becoming homeless, that we're going to have something there for you.
So, David, you're in charge of outreach. Do all of our homeless veterans in the Twin Cities and the surrounding area know about this?
I've been out there putting the word out to many of the shelters in Minneapolis, also in St. Paul. For the veterans that I've met along the way, I've given them flyers. We have flyers and also small cards in the size of a business card that anyone can take and put in their pocket. So it's a very convenient way for them to know where the stand-down is, the dates. So for myself, almost everywhere that I've been, I've seen a stand-down flyer that I've gone for veterans-related issues.
So, David, how do they get from underneath the bridge or from the shelters out to the Boy Scout base camp at Fort Snelling?
Well, we've got a variety of ways this year. Last year, we had shuttles that shuttled veterans from the CRRC, which is located in Minneapolis on 1201 Harmon. And so this year, we will be doing the same for veterans interested in going. Our pickup locations will be at the CRRC, also at the Union Gospel Mission, and also at Dorothy Day.
So these are free shuttles that run between Fort Snelling Light Rail Station and local shelters and get them out to the base camp and,
that's
and
right.
Gather them up around Twin Cities too.
That's right. And shuttles are just one of the ways that MACV is helping with transportation for veterans, but also I encourage any veterans out there who want to go that if for the mass transit, if you're 10% service connected, you are able to ride the mass transit for free. the light rail will drop you off within walking distance of the stand down. But when the light rail does drop you off, we will be having shuttles that pick you up from the light rail to take you directly to the front door of the stand down.
So for our listeners in the Twin Cities, if you know of any veterans that are in trouble or needed some help, or homeless veterans, get them out to the Boy Scout base camp, Fort Snelling, August 5th and 6th. Nathaniel, we've talked about this before. When you're here, some of the veterans get into this downward spiral and things just go bad, and maybe they get in legal trouble, maybe they get some other problem, divorced or moved out of the house, and they get to a point where they're at the bottom. And part of what you're trying to do at the base camp is solve some of those problems and solve some of those claims and get them back into society and get them back into a place where they can find housing and jobs.
Well, you mentioned a really key thing, which is the legal component, and that can be such a heavy weight on somebody that's trying to get back their life back on track, to perhaps not have a driver's license because of an old driving after revocation ticket, can't get a job without a driver's license, can't pay the fine, and you're stuck in a cycle there. And we will have judges on site at the stand down that will be ruling on misdemeanors, petty misdemeanor warrants, things having to do with driver's licenses, and they'll be assigning community service right there at the stand down, and they can get this wiped off your record right there that day. We'll also have a number of attorneys with that can deal with child support, family law and divorces, wills, employment, housing. We have a huge array of attorneys with many expertise, and we'll get those legal issues addressed there that day and hopefully resolved. If not there, then shortly after, we'll keep working with you when you show up to make sure that everything's being followed through with the way it should.
Get them cleaned up, get them fixed up, get the legal problems solved, get their claims solved, get them some place to stay, and get them in position to go back to work.
Absolutely. We'll have doctors, nurses, dentists, optometrists, just a whole range of let's get going and get the right services and get on the right track with a lot of support.
We're speaking with Nathaniel Saltz and David Wynn from MACV, the Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans, on Minnesota Military Radio. Now, David, there's a complex part here with judges and lawyers and claims representatives, but then there's the simple part, too, like getting a shower and some clean clothes.
Right. That's a big component of it. And one of the things that make the stand down so special is that all these resources are in one place. I've spent a lot of time talking with veterans and trying to explain to them what a county veteran service officer is, where the office for the MNDVA is, and for some of these veterans, just going to those appointments and going to those places alone is the biggest barrier for them. Being able to go to one location where all of these resources are in one spot makes it so easy for veterans to see other services that they haven't seen before, tap into a service that has that really benefited them. Also, I should add that this year we will have suits, too, for veterans looking to get into employment. Many veterans that I've met who have been down on their luck for a long time cannot afford to get a suit to go to an interview. At the stand-down event, MACV has suits that we are giving away for veterans who need them, and they can be prepared right there on the spot.
Nathaniel, about how many veterans did you have at this event last year?
We had about 900 veterans at this event last year over the course of the 2 days. And statewide at our stand-down events, we saw about 2,400 veterans.
And they come out of there feeling better and have an opportunity to get back on the right road to life.
We get tremendous feedback from the veterans that have attended, yeah.
I know you have a series of stand-downs around the state. The first one, as we've said, is August 5th and 6th at the Boy Scout Base Camp in Fort Snelling, Minnesota. And more information about that and the list of all of the stand-downs is at mac-v.org. And Sergeant Ben will have that link on the Minnesota Military Radio Facebook page. Can you tell us where the other events are?
Sure. I know there are a lot of listeners around the state to this show. We've got an event coming up in Virginia, Minnesota, August 21st. Then we'd have a stand down in Duluth, August 22nd. Bemidji is September 24th, followed by Grand Rapids, September 25th. Marshall, Minnesota is October 14th. And Mankato, Minnesota stand down is November 12th.
Nathaniel, you're going to be busy the rest of the year, aren't you?
We'll be very busy. Yep. We'll take a break in, I don't know, New Year's Eve.
And then, as we said before, not only do you help them get started with these stand-downs, then you provide your other services like trying to find some housing and trying to help them find some occupation?
All throughout the state, we have housing, employment, and legal services all year round. So there's no need to wait for a stand down. If you or somebody you know is looking for these services, please contact us right away.
David, anything final to add about the Minneapolis stand down?
My only thing to add is that if you've got a question about stand down or have heard the dates and want to know more about them, please go to our website, mac-v.org, and you can find out all you need to know there.
And Nathaniel, we just got about 30 seconds left. Any final thoughts?
We appreciate your having us on the show, and thanks to all the listeners who have served. We appreciate their service very much.
You guys are doing a great job. Take care of our veterans. Let's get them all back to work and get them healthy. Thanks for joining us today, gentlemen. That was Nathaniel Saltz, the program director, and David Wynn, the Metro Outreach Manager for MACV, the Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans. Please stay with us. We'll be right back on Minnesota Military Radio to talk about Armed Forces Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair.
Hi, this is Bill Popp of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. An Army squad is made up of 8 soldiers, and when the squad is on patrol, each soldier is dependent on each other for safety. When a soldier is distracted because of a financial crisis with the family back home, that puts every soldier on the squad at risk. The Minnesota Military Family Foundation helps turn a bad situation into a positive one. The foundation provides financial support during a financial crisis at home. This helps re-energize the soldier. The soldier feels the financial burden lifted and has feelings of pride because of the support from the community at home. When the soldier is no longer focused on the financial crisis at home, the soldier is able to stay engaged in the mission and do his duty to protect other soldiers in the squad. When we help one soldier, we're helping all soldiers. When we help one military family, we're helping all military families. If you're in a position to help, please donate. Go to MinnesotaMilitaryFamilyFoundation.org.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. In a few moments, we're going to talk about the upcoming Armed Forces Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shelito.
The Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans, or as I like to call them, MACV, is hosting a stand-down to reach and assist homeless veterans. The stand-down will take place August 5th and 6th at the base camp at Fort Snelling. Stand-downs are collaborative events coordinated between the local VA, government agencies, and community agencies who serve the homeless. It is an incredible sight to see all the various providers come together and provide a much-needed safety net for our veterans. This net can take many forms, including food, shelter, clothing, health screening, VA, and Social Security benefits, as well as counseling and referrals to a variety of other services. For more information, visit the Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans website at macv.org. I want to thank MACV for organizing this incredible event and others like it year after year in various areas across the state of Minnesota.
Thank you, Commissioner Shelito. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining me now to talk about the Armed Forces Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair from the Minnesota National Guard is Sergeant First Class Blair Husens and the General Manager from the Minnesota State Fair, Jerry Hammer. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. It's good to be here.
Jerry, it's getting close to State Fair time. August is right around the corner. It's August already this morning. Yeah. Are you all ready? Are things ready to go for the mobs that are going to come out and enjoy themselves?
Oh, we're in really good shape, particularly considering, you know, how tough a winter it was for construction. We have some big projects going on, some big changes around the grounds I think people are going to really like.
Some exciting things this year?
A new area where we've replaced the old Heritage Square, which was originally built as a teen fair in 1964. It was supposed to last about 5-10 years at the most, and here we are 50 years later still using it. The paint is basically all that was holding it together, but it's all replaced with a brand new exhibit area, a very nice new museum, State Fair History and Heritage Center, and also a transit hub, so everybody that takes a park and ride to the fair will have a brand new facility to come to the fair at. Nice new gate and great environment.
So you've been busy all year.
It takes about 13 months to get the fair ready, but we only have 12, so we do the best we can.
Put it in. Any exciting new strange foods this year, Jerry? I have to ask that.
Oh, there's a bunch of them, and I can't tell you. I don't remember them all, but yeah, there is every year. We have We have 300 food vendors on the grounds offering all kinds of things. You know, there's a traditional fair food. There's a lot of that, but there's also plenty of special new things, too, including we've all heard of lobster mac and cheese. This year there's walleye mac and cheese. So that great seafood only from the inland sea, I think, from mostly from Mille Lacs.
I think we better move on to Military Appreciation Day. I don't know about the walleye and the pasta, but we'll see. Sergeant Houston's Military Appreciation Day at the fair. How many years have we been doing that now?
This is the fourth year that we've been doing this, and this year the Military Appreciation Day is going to be on Tuesday, August 26th.
And what's the theme for this year?
Well, this year we chose to honor military kids because it's not just the service members who serve. The families also sacrifice a lot for their service members while they serve.
Now, Military Appreciation Day at the fair, what does that mean for our veterans and our service members?
Well, it's a chance for veterans across Minnesota to come in and have a day where they're honored. We have some educational booths set up for veterans and for community members to learn more about the military. And there's also some specific programming that we'll have during the day to honor military kids.
And there'll be some booths with some resources for our veterans if they're experiencing some kind of issues?
Absolutely. We have about 50 educational booths that we'll have set up this year, and they're in a new location. Usually we're on West Dan Patch, but this year with the new construction, we are moving to on the corner of Murphy Avenue and Cooper Street. So we'll have our booth set up there for all kinds of resources to help not only just veterans, but their families as well.
So you'll have things like the Yellow Ribbons, and you'll have the Family Assistance Centers and all kinds of other resources to help veterans and their families with any issues they might have that they want to deal with.
That's right. We'll have all kinds of different resources and different things that people can look at, some vehicles, some different educational setups and exhibits.
And Jerry, is there a special deal for veterans that day?
There is. For veterans, for active military, and for retired. Show a military ID and get a discount at the gate on gate admission. And if you can't find an ID at a lot of our gates, if you can salute properly, that's good enough.
Or maybe just bring your American Legion or VFW card and
bring a card. Yeah, we're really glad to do it, and it's already been 4 years. But on the other hand, it's only been 4 years. It's something that we talked about and thought about for a long time, and wanted to make sure we were doing it right. And it started 4 years ago from rather humble beginnings, but it's really turned into something special. You know, last year was a focus on Vietnam vets, and we had a welcome home parade. I think we heard officially from a couple thousand Vietnam vets that were going to be there, and I know the number was far larger than that. And there were some incredibly special moments that surrounded that day. And the biggest for me was the parade with all the Vietnam men and women lined up, and a World War II guy sitting on a bench who was my dad, visiting with a Vietnam guy who wore his full uniform, and those guys, they had a conversation that I think only those two could really appreciate. But I tell you what, it was such an amazing moment to see at the fair, and nowhere else but the fair, I think, would something like that happen. But the crowds of people that were there for that parade were tremendous, and
it was a big day at the fair. We were out there and recorded two shows from the booth, and I am a Vietnam veteran, and sad to say that some of my buddies were showing little signs of age.
Imagine that.
Imagine that. How'd that happen? Sergeant Houston, are you going to have a parade again this year?
We are. This year, with the focus being on military kids, we're going to have our families come in. We'll have about 1,000 families who will be marching in the parade this year. They'll be wearing purple, so we'll be able to recognize them and make sure that we thank our military children for their sacrifices.
So get your purple on that day and come out to the Military Appreciation Day at the fair.
Absolutely.
We're talking to Jerry Hammer, GM for the Minnesota State Fair and for the Minnesota Army National Guard, Sergeant First Class Blair Houston's, about Military Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair on Minnesota Military Radio. Once again, Sergeant Houston's, what day is that?
It is August 26th. It's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday. And what time do things get started?
Well, the parade's going to kick off at 11:30, but our booths will open bright and early at 8 o'clock. They'll be open from 8 to 4.
And
so all day.
Activities all day. You've got some bands playing.
We do. In the afternoon, after our parade kicks off, and we'll have a program right after, immediately after that, we're going to have the Teddy Bear Band's going to be performing and Carousel Park, as well as the Bazillions, which is also a kids rock band. And then later that afternoon, we'll also have the Resistors, which is the Vikings house band. They'll be playing a family-friendly set, too. So all throughout the afternoon in Carousel Park, we'll have entertainment.
So you've got a full schedule of activities for Military Appreciation Day.
Yes, we do.
Where can people go to take a look at the schedule?
Well, you can find more information at the beyondtheyellowribbon.org, and we will also have some information on our Facebook page and the Yellow Ribbon Facebook page as well.
So our favorite webpage, beyondtheyellowribbon.org, and Sergeant Ben will have a link to that on the Minnesota Military Radio Facebook page. Jerry, sounds like a big day, and a lot of military kids going to be out there. You've got a whole new theme, a whole new batch of people to take care of this year.
Well, it's a good thing. I think it's a very good thing to just increase the overall awareness. You know, nobody really understands what it's like to, you know, say goodbye to mom or dad for a long time other than the military kids, and there's no better way, I think, to thank them and to just remind everybody of what they're going through and their sacrifices to better us all. So we're glad to do it, and can't think of a better group of people to honor.
Well, if it was half as good as last year, it's going to be a great day at the State Fair, Military Appreciation Day, Tuesday, August 26th. When we come back, we're going to talk to a military teen that's come back to visit us and been waiting patiently. So when we come back, we're going to talk about Armed Forces Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Hello, I'm Tom Lyons, founder and principal partner of Phelan Partners Limited, a Twin Cities mergers and acquisitions advisory firm where we help business owners to plan, prepare, and execute a strategy to complete the deal. When I'm not hosting Minnesota Military Radio on this station, I'm hard at work helping business owners with their exit strategies. If you're interested in selling a business, please give us a call at 763-231-4200 at Phelan Partners Limited. We've been bringing buyers and sellers together since 1985 and would welcome an opportunity to help you. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been talking about Armed Forces Appreciation Day at the State Fair, and joining me now to talk about that some more is Sierra Stenger, a military teen, and she was with us recently as a member of the Military Teen Panel. Sierra, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Military Appreciation Day at the State Fair. Have you been out to that before?
Yes, I have.
How do you like that?
It was good. Last year I worked there painting kids' faces.
And this year the whole theme of Military Appreciation Day is to honor military youth. And there's going to be a parade out there, and there's going to be a lot of children of our military. What do you think about that?
I think it's really nice that it's another kind of event that a lot of military kids can come together and meet other kids and get a lot of support. And also there's a lot of information there for their families, to better deployments and how to handle them.
And Sierra, when you were last with us, you were on the military teen panel, but now you've graduated and you're off of the panel. But the purpose of that was for military teens from all over the state to get together and kind of trade ideas and talk about maybe problems that come up from deployments and those type of things?
Yeah, we planned the teen panel actually is more of something that we plan things for other military youth around. We go to different events, and we try doing stuff like book reading at a local library to have kids go, and we would read a military-related book. We also did things like go to the state capitol and wore purple to support military youth. And also we've done a lot of community service projects and stuff. And then we planned a teen summit, which is where all the military kids come and we get together and plan fun things to do, outings, and also like creative workshops for us to learn leadership skills and stuff from.
Well, we talked about that purple up and go up to the Capitol. How'd that turn out? Did a lot of people show up?
Yeah.
Now, is there a purple up aspect to this Military Appreciation Day?
Well, everyone's going to wear purple in the parade, so they'll be standing out.
So when we're at the Minnesota State Fair that day, if we see youth wearing purple, we'll know that they're probably military youth.
Yep.
So what did it mean to you to have military youth honored like this?
It was really nice. As weird as the sounds, I didn't really realize that it was really nice giving back to other kids there, seeing the kids' face, painting their face and how happy they were, and their family also got stuff out of it. So while the family was walking around the booth, gathering information, we were painting kids' faces and stuff. So it was really nice that they had something to do too, while their family got something out of it too.
So we've already heard that there's going to be a lot of resources available out there. Are some of those going to be available for the military youth as well?
Yes, there will be.
Any examples?
Well, on our booth, there was a lot of coloring pages for really little kids that had, information on it, little things about when their parents are deployed. And there was books out there and there little bookmarks for different age groups. There's different things for every age group.
So it's going to be a fun day for military youth out at the Minnesota State Fair.
Yep.
Sierra, are there other ways that our listeners can help support military youth throughout the year?
Yeah, they can either go on beyondtheyellowribbon.org or they can go on operationmilitarykids.org, and that has resources and different events that they can show up to support military kids and youth.
Should be a great day. Thanks for joining us, Sierra.
Yep.
Jerry, Military Appreciation Day at the State Fair. Got another great one coming this year.
Coming up, it'll be here really soon, and we're looking forward to seeing a whole lot of people there, including the military kids. And thanks to Sierra and all the other young people for their hard work and doing what they've done to help bring all the military kids together and show us support. And from all the rest of us, thank you very much.
We're looking forward to being part of that, and we'll be out there recording two shows from the Minnesota State Fair from noon to four that day. Sergeant Houstons, any final thoughts for our listeners about Military Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair?
We're just looking forward to seeing everybody out there on Tuesday, August 26th. We'll be out there all day with different events, different exhibits, and we're really looking forward to the parade at 11:30. We encourage all military youth to come out and wear purple. Make sure that everybody knows that they can recognize you and thank you for what you do for your parents and for the Minnesota National Guard and the military throughout Minnesota.
And for more information about Military Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair, go to our favorite website, beyondtheyellowribbon.org. To all three of you, thanks for joining us again today on Minnesota Military Radio. Joining me now is the director of the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System, Patrick Kelly. Director, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Oh, Tom, thanks. Thanks so much for having me back.
Director, in the first half of today's show, we had Mac V on, and we were talking about the stand-downs coming up all around the state, starting with one on August 5th and 6th out at the Boy Scout base camp near Fort Snelling. I understand the VA healthcare system is going to be actively involved in that.
Yeah, we partner with Mac V, who does a terrific job of these homeless stand-downs, by the way. So we're a strong supporter. We participate in all of them, and what we typically do is to provide some clinical services, dental, some medical screening, and some educational information for both days of the stand down. And I'll be there the first day and have some comments about some of our services. But we really get some working people over there who work, the dental clinic people, the optometrists are doing eye exams. Primary care is going to be provided on site, and we also have a team that's over there working to recruit our OEF, OIF veterans who might be interested in getting care over here at the VA. So it's a good event, very well attended, very well organized by MACV, and I think very much worth participating in.
A couple of big days for your special people from the VA hospital.
Yeah, it's a good event.
Director, I understand you've got a project coming up to provide some affordable housing.
Yeah, one of the things that we have done over the years, Tom, is that we've worked with developers who effectively lease an area on our campus, in this case across the street where the old hospital was, the old brick buildings are, and this is to provide 100 units of affordable housing and support services for veterans. So basically, we lease them the land, they develop it, it then becomes an opportunity where veterans get first crack at affordable housing. And so We're having a public hearing on that on the 6th and 7th of August here in the auditorium at the medical center. So if anybody in the listener community is interested in this topic and wants to have their voice heard with respect to affordable housing for veterans, I would welcome them. Again, that's 6th and 7th August here in Minneapolis Auditorium, or 6th August, rather, at 7 p.m.
And you're hoping to develop 100 units of affordable housing for veterans.
Yeah, it's a good relationship and cooperation. You know, they finance, design, develop, you know, construct. They do all that kind of work, and we in turn get opportunities to get our veterans in there. So it's a good thing for our veterans, and affordable housing is something a lot of our veterans need. So this is another 100 units of that.
Director, the VA healthcare system across the country has been in the news quite a bit lately, and we've read about some of the hospitals in Arizona and some other places that have some issues. How has that impacted you at the Minneapolis hospital and the community-based outpatient clinics around Minnesota?
You know, Tom, we have we're lucky to be in Minnesota, and we're lucky to have the staff and the services and the quality of operation that we have over here. But we too have areas for improvement, and so we are seeking to increase our access. You know, what we hear from our veterans is that they love the care, the quality is terrific, they like their doctor. But with some of the support services, sometimes getting in, sometimes access, could be better. So we are working pretty hard to buy care where it's appropriate, to expand our services where needed. And we have been getting really good support from our Veteran Service Organization leadership. I had a meeting with them on Monday of this week, very well attended by the commanders. And they and the county veteran service officers have been very supportive of Minnesota veterans and a great partner for us in making sure that our veterans are getting what they need. And so, again, we have areas for improvement. I want to be the very first to say that. And when we don't get it right, we want to make it right. And we've had some good stakeholders who are holding us to that and working with us to make sure that the Minnesota veterans are getting the care that they need.
Director, do you ever get a chance to compare the performance of your VA healthcare system here in Minneapolis to the other civilian hospitals in the area?
I do that all the time, Tom. You know, the most comparisons I get are with other VA sites. But let me just tell you one brief example. You know, the Joint Commission, which is our accrediting agency, you know, rated us as one of 16 top hospitals in patient safety and quality in 2013. So we don't have a lot of direct comparison to civilian hospitals, and we have a lot of great civilian hospitals in our area and in the state of Minnesota. But we do a good job here, and we get some pretty high ratings by our accrediting agency.
Glad to hear that, Director. And, of course, I'm a patient out there, and I think you're doing a fabulous job. So tell all the doctors and all of your people, keep up the good work, sir.
I absolutely will, Tom, and thanks again for having me.
Thanks for joining us on Minnesota Military Radio.
Okay. Thanks, Tom.
That was Patrick Kelly, the director of the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System on Minnesota Military Radio. We're just about out of time. If you have a mailbag question or a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to address, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com and click on Contact Us to send us a note. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Nathaniel Saltz and David Wynn from MACV, Sergeant First Class Blair Husens, Jerry Hammer from the Minnesota State Fair, Sierra Stenger, and Director Patrick Kelly from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare Center, along with Commissioner Larry Shelladeau, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week as we talk about soldiers headed for summits and learn about an upcoming event for our veteran-owned small businesses. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
You've been listening to Minnesota Military Radio with Tom Lyons. Tom is the founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities merger and acquisition firm. This has been a production of Clear Channel, MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com, the Minnesota National Guard, BeyondTheYellowRibbon.org, and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Podcasts of the show are available at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.